Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Greg Podalski, president of American Recruiting and Consulting Group, and D.A. Longhi, one of their senior account managers. Gentlemen, how are we this morning?
Doing great, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
So I'll start with you, Greg. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about ARCG.
I got involved in American Recruiters, actually, back in late 1997. And we had three owners of the company. And I was kind of young buck out of college at that point. I had been out of college for a couple of years. And I went to go work there as an account manager, bringing in outside business. And I went to go work out of the Miami office, and one of the owners actually split off and kept the name rights for American Recruiters. It became American Recruiters International. And essentially, I just leveraged equity and ended up buying the old owner out of the company and scaled and grew the business from the late 90s until today, where we are today. And we've become one of the Forbes top 250 professional recruiting and consulting firms in the country. We've actually received that award over six times. And we've done that through excellent hires and employees like DA, who's on our call with us today. I'll let DA kind of, let him discuss how his background brought him to American Recruiters and what he does for us as well.
Please.
Yeah, I started as a financial planner with Northwestern Mutual, and I was headhunted at a networking event on, you shouldn't be a financial planner, you should be a recruiter. And I had to Google it. I'm like, what does a recruiter do? But I liked it, And so I talked to one of my mentors that's friends of my uncle, who's Kyle Nielsen, the other, our vice president. We spoke and he gave me a good idea on what recruiting does. I actually started working with a different company. And I'm with them for about 5 years. And then I moved over to American Recruiter Consulting Group, stayed in touch with Greg and Kyle while I was there. And started with here in July of 2017. And still the last hire. So still the new guy, I'm enjoying every bit of it. Our culture's great. And I got lifelong relationships because of it.
Excellent. Greg, who are you servicing? What sort of verticals do you service at ARC here?
Yeah, it's a good question. And we don't specifically focus on verticals. What we found is that because of our methodology, which is very unique in what we do and how we do it, we service clients across all different verticals, right? What we do is we help clients find hard to reach talent. When clients are having difficulty finding talent on their own, they need help. And the reason why that is at any given point in time, I would say that, with 100% of the employees working in a market, only about 15% of them are looking for a job. So what most companies end up doing is, if they don't have employees that know somebody that can fill the position, they go out into the open market and they post ads, right? They post them on the big job boards. And inevitably, a lot of times they can't find the talent that way, right? And the reason why is they're targeting that 15% of the market. And really where the gold is, where the hidden talent is, the 85% of the people, which are what we call passive candidates, they're not looking. They need somebody who's going to reach out to them and actually, discuss their career goals, their background, and let them know about other opportunities that we might be representing for companies at that point in time. And those are the candidates that we really go out and focus on. And that's what adds the most value to our clients in their hiring process.
Do I assume that everything post-COVID has been fast and furious in your industry?
Yeah, COVID's interesting. And I'll let DA speak on this a little bit as well, just to kind of get his insight. But COVID was really interesting. We've always kind of felt that we were a little bit of a pioneers, right? So we saw the opportunity for working remotely. And, our company, we have over 100 consultants that work for us as well. They do consulting work at clients, right? Client engagements. Mostly in the technology space, you know, with projects. So they help companies implement those technology projects. Some of those people were already remote. Some of them were on site. Some of them were working hybrid, because in the tech industry, you know, remote work was pretty popular going back, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But in the recruiting space, most recruiting firms, they have offices, and the recruiters and the salespeople work out of those offices. Well, dating back to probably 2012 or so, we started having people that work for us, but they didn't want to leave, but they were moving to other parts of the country. So we said, well, how do we retain these people? So what ended up happening is that we tied them in through video conferencing, and we allowed them to work remotely in different cities, but they were still part of our organization. And what ended up happening is that our corporate office, our lease was expiring at the end of 2016. So a lot of our core corporate employees said, hey, you know, can we work remote too? Because, you know, we already have all these other people that tie into the video conference all the time. So, you know, I thought about it for a little bit, talked with some of the other leadership in the company. And I said, you know, let's give this a try, right? So we took all of our furniture, we put it in storage, and we went remote. And what was amazing is, and this is the beginning of 2017, what was amazing about it was that at the beginning of 2017, when we did it, our productivity went up about 35% the first 6 months. And I said, wow, there might be something to this, right? I mean, the employees really like it. It kind of gives them better quality of life. We have all really self-motivated people that work for us. And, you know, let's just continue to do it. So we ended up ultimately selling all the office furniture. We never renewed the lease, and we were remote. And all of the other owners that I know in the industry were calling me going, you're crazy. It's never going to work. I don't know how you're going to do this. And then when COVID hit in 2020, they were all calling us asking, hey, what do we do? How do you get people to work remotely and get them to be successful, right? We had already had kind of that leapfrog. So for COVID, for us, we didn't really skip a beat. What we did, we did notice, though, you know, we work with a lot of different clients across a lot of different industries. As I mentioned, we're industry agnostic. But some of our clients that were in the hospitality space, for instance, they literally got shut down during COVID, right? Our clients in the airlines and the cruise lines, those clients stopped hiring for the most part. But then there were other clients that, you know, they spun up and needed help. And so, you know, we just focused on their needs, right? While the other clients were kind of, you know, waiting for the resurrection of their business, because they were literally dormant for, you know, a year, year and a half during COVID.
Hey, Deere, I got a question for you that goes back to something that Greg said. The gold is in the 85% of people that aren't necessarily looking for jobs, right? I imagine that's a delicate conversation that has to take place to approach somebody who's in a steady job and isn't necessarily looking. How do you approach that sort of moment?
Building relationships. Sometimes you call somebody the first time. They're, you know, you're just another recruiter. But I've been doing this for a while now, and some of my LinkedIn connections and connections I met through networking events and happy hours and other things like that, I've been, you know, going on 10 years now. Some of them know maybe more than my old friends do. But you build those relationships, and you talk to them about different positions and why this position might be the right fit. You talk about perks of it. No one's just going to, you know, their jobs, their livelihood. No one's going to give you their livelihood over nothing, right? Anyone could be a snake oil salesman, but it takes a little bit more to build that trust and have an understanding that, when I place somebody, I'm changing, you know, their life. You know, they're going to have a different salary most likely, and different benefits and things like that. So with that comes trust, you know, and I'm blessed with the networks that we have, and enjoyed my conversations over the years with different people. And you do it right, those people become decision makers later on. And so you have new positions to reach out to your network about.
Excellent. So either one of you can answer this question. Aside from the obvious, you know, gold mining for hidden talent and things like that, what are the most common problems you're solving for your clients?
A common problem is what's needed in a job description and what's this wanted, correct? My wife likes to show property brothers. And at the very beginning, they show a house, and it has everything that a house, you know, desires. And, from the three, you know, different faucets to on a shower to the coffee maker and an own exclusive spot in the kitchen. But all those things cost a lot of money. So we talk to our clients, and try to find that unique thing that they really need. And then we take that to market. And an internal auditor might need certain things, but they really need that CISA certification, or they really need that CPA certification, or they need internal auditor does public accounting, and because they're doing this part of it versus another, whereas someone in the corporate world might have not got that experience. The problems that they might have is when they post something, they're going to get over 100 applicants. So we find the right people. We show them, just like Property Brothers brings it, a realistic role for them, a home for somebody. We do the same with people. We find the right individual that has that right skill set that they need. They can do their job, whatever they're doing in life, and let us go through the different candidates and applications that are out there.
Excellent. I like the analogy. Nicely done. And what differentiates ARCG from the competition? What makes you guys stand out?
Well, I mean, there's a few things. We always try to do what's on the client and the candidate's best interest, right? I mean, we have more than one client, right? We have the client company that the candidate's going to go work for, but the candidate's also our client as well, right? Mm-hmm. So we always try to do what's in their best interest. Like, you got to ask the AE, how do those delicate conversations go, right? When you call a candidate who's working and they're not necessarily looking for a job. And what we do, inevitably, most of the candidates that we reach out to, they get referred to us. Because we're representing candidates right now confidentially. They'll ask them, who do you know that excels at this particular skill? And they'll give us a name. And sometimes they want us to share that they referred, and sometimes they don't, right? So that's sometimes a little bit delicate in itself, right? But we always extend that same confidentiality to those candidates that we're calling. And we'll tell them, look, we're not going to tell anyone that we're working with you if you say you're interested. But what we want to do is we don't want to pitch a job to them. We want to actually find out what they want in their career. Is there something lacking? Right? Are they not in the right environment? Is they're not good growth for them and so forth, right? So the first thing that kind of differentiates us is the fact that we put the clients and the candidates first. And when we do that, everything else falls into place, right? We don't have to worry about making the placement, getting a placement fee. That all comes, after we do something successful and good for others, right? Which are our clients and our candidates. Right. And then the other thing is that, we're a full service firm. So we don't focus on a particular industry, right? And we don't focus necessarily on a particular vertical. So we're able to help clients across all different areas and all different, in industry and vertical segments, which is very, very helpful because what happens is that they have an accounting department and they have sometimes specific recruiters that only do accounting. Well, we have people that focus on accounting, but we also have technology and sales and marketing and people that do C-suite, executive admins, right? We can do everything from, the CEO all the way down to the executive assistant for a company, right? So that also makes us unique. And we do it across multiple types of vectors, I guess you would say, in our space, right? We do full-time placement, right? We do it either on a contingency or on a partial retainer, which we call a partner program, or on a full retainer, right? We also do staffing and consulting. So if a company has short-term projects, we help them fulfill those projects and get those projects, completed and done on time and on budget. And then at the same time, we also came up with another trademark solution called Recruitment Intelligence, which is kind of a market disruptor. And it's unique in the industry. And what it is, it's a real-time data analytics solution. And it uses a combination of AI and human intelligence. And we advanced screen candidates and rank the candidates based on potential fit and tech skill for the clients, as well as their soft skills. And then we provide all of that data to the client. And we're able to do it at about a 70 to 80% cost savings. And this is huge because companies that already have really large human resource departments that don't necessarily need recruiting support, but just need access to the passive candidates, we're able to give them access to those candidates that they normally couldn't get before. But what we found out is after we rolled this solution out years back, it not only helped the really large corporations, but the mid to smaller size companies that could never afford executive search. sure. now can afford it. And that's, you know, another 70% of the markets, maybe even up to 80% of the market, right, of these businesses that never work with the recruiting firms. They can work with our recruitment intelligence division, get access to that data and hire the best candidates without having to run ads, go through the headaches, and not necessarily reach that 85% market segment that's not looking.
I love it. You know, very similar to our approach in terms of human-assisted AI generation, things like that. Let's switch gears for a second. What role has content played in the growth of ARCG?
Well, it's been important. And I guess I'll speak to this, DA, since I kind of, you know, oversee and head this area. You know, it's been important for us to be able to focus not only on our website, but also our social posts, blog posts, things that are relevant, right? Things that are trending in the industry, and be able to put that onto our website, right? So that we can actually be subject matter experts and allow our clients and candidates to know that we're subject matter experts in those areas. And in turn, obviously, you know, Google and other search engines reward you for having that content, and it drives traffic. And we receive a lot of organic traffic from, you know, the content that we have. And we're constantly looking to curate and improve that content so that we can attract and also lend insight into the industry, but also attract more visitors to our website.
Excellent. All right, DA, look down the road a year from now. What are some things you'd like to be celebrating personally and professionally?
Tell you what, Greg, we have a President's Club where you go on trips, and I love going on trips. So, you know, that's something that I'm looking forward to a year from now. It's telling you I went to Vegas. We do that by getting our goals. You know, we do that by being successful. And it's something that's I enjoy. I enjoy, you know, you wouldn't be in sales if you didn't like the accolades, and you wouldn't enjoy the praise that you get from doing sales. But in our kind of line of business, you did that because you did it the right way. You placed the right candidates that stayed in their new positions, that are thriving in their new positions. And you did that because companies liked you, that they brought in, they gave you other job requisitions. So it's a good, meeting halfway of doing great sales is by doing the right work. And be honest with you, you know, from a year from now, I want to tell you, I made President's Club again. I made a trip. These are the ways that I've benefited my clients by finding great candidates that are making impacts, not just a year from now, but at day 10, day 90, day 180. And that's something that excites me. I just had a conversation about with my FBA managers doing really well to start at the beginning of January. So
nice. And Greg, how about you?
Well, we want to continue to be able to impact clients, right? Help our clients grow, right? Help candidates enhance their careers, right? By placing them. And obviously, you know, growing revenue, right? I mean, increasing our revenue year over year is something that we take a pride in. You know, we want to be on that Forbes, you know, list again this year, right? And, you know, the different business journals and different cities that we do business in, you know, we've been listed, I think, 25, 26 years in a row. South Florida Business Journal, you know, top executive search firm, top professional recruiting firm. So those are accolades that we want to continue to achieve. And obviously taking the whole team to President's Club, right? I mean, that's the goal, is just making sure that everybody's hitting their goal. You know, DA mentioned you, he's the last hire that we have yet. It's actually true, except for our operations manager. She actually started a year ago. But other than her, DA is actually the last hire in the organization, just because we don't have a lot of turnover. I mean, the people that work for us, they do a great job. They love their jobs. Everyone loves working, you know, in the remote environment that we work within. And, you know, we put a lot of incentives out there. You know, a couple of years ago, unfortunately, I think it was right before COVID, I think DA was one of the first COVID cases in the United States. We were on an annual trip on a cruise, and he was in the infirmary the entire week out here there.
Out of fun.
No, you have my sympathies. It took 3 years, but it found me right after New Year's, and it was impressive.
Yeah. I like to say I'm a trendsetter, but I didn't know I was going to do it with that, you know? So.
Yeah. Some clubs you don't want to be a member of, right?
Exactly.
So, Greg, please tell us, what's your URL? Where can people find American Recruiting and Consulting Group? And what social media outlets are you using as well?
Right. Okay, great. Yeah, so our website is www.arcgroup.online, all one word, .com. Or you could also put in www.arcgonline.com. That'll also get you to us. And in terms of social media, I mean, we use LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, our blog posts. That's not really a social site, but it's our social site, right? So our blog posts, I think we just recently opened up an Instagram account. So we're on Instagram. And DA, am I missing any?
Just the LinkedIn is something we post articles, relevant information to our jobs. We're on different social media sites. We have one guy that's a big YouTube guru, so he enjoys doing that as well. So.
That's right. We do have YouTube as well, which is technically social media now as well, isn't it?
It certainly is. Greg Podolsky and DA Longhi of American Recruiting and Consulting Group, thank you for spending some time with us on Business Ninjas. All the best to you and yours, and continued success at ARC.
We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Be well, gentlemen.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, writeforme.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.